lot of Kobe, Nipsey Hussle too, just because of how his headspace
was. Dedication, yeah. Yes sir, Kyrie yes sir. Irving, I'm right there with you.
A lot of Bob Marley and Bruce Lee, and that's all people who really focus on keeping a peaceful mindset and a peaceful headspace.
That's huge, bro. That's huge. The studying, what I want people to take away from that is the studying of greats, the studying of people that you want to be like, emulating them, taking some of their game, and then putting it into yours.
Because the more you study greats, the less of a chance you have to fail. Because you missing the mistakes that they made. They're telling you what to do to get around those.
Literally.
The free game is there. All you got to do is just look.
So what's up? Welcome to the Nothing But Net Worth podcast. My name is Hassan Thomas, student athlete engagement manager at iGrad. With this podcast, we have conversations with athletes, NIL directors, and prominent coaches to talk about financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and of course, NIL. Shout out my man, shooting guard, small forward for Benedict. Small forward or shooting guard? Which one we going with?
Man, whichever one.
I'm baller. We going with baller, one of the biggest out here. From Benedict College, Mr. Tim Moore. How are you, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Man, I'm blessed. Happy to have you here. And usually what we like to do, we like to skip the fluff and get right into the good stuff, man.
Get straight to it.
So I'm going to start with some icebreaker questions, and then we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, all right?
All right, let's get it.
Bet. So the first thing I want to know, bro, first question is, in your opinion, is it more important about how much money you make or how much money you can keep? What you think is
how
more important?
How much money you can keep.
Okay, why you say that, though?
Just because you want it don't mean you need it. You got to put some of that up for you, your family, and, you know, the next generation. Just,
100%.
You know how people say that old money go a long way.
Yep.
That old money. Got to get that old money.
That's so very important that you said that about keeping, because I feel like with a lot of athletes, you know we're going to make that money. So now we just spending it because we know we're going to get it right back.
We're going to get it right back.
I feel like that's a big problem for our generation. But the reason that I feel like we should, you know, strive to keep that money is because we have certain goals. We have certain dreams that we want to hit. Like you said earlier, you have dreams of getting to that G League, starting at the G League, making the NBA.
If I can go straight into the NBA, I will. It's a process, though.
Most definitely. But you got to, you know, pay to get to some of them camps and all those different things. So the goals that you want, they still do require money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's always centered around some type of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the second question I got for you, bro, I'm going to give you two quotes.
All right.
I need to know which one is more accurate in your opinion. More money, more problems, like Biggie. And the second one is money can't buy happiness. Which one is more accurate in your opinion? Which one's more true? That's a tough one.
So more money, more problems, so money can't buy happiness. I feel like it's both.
Really?
Equally. You got problems. Man, no matter what, you're going to have problems with or without money. It's just how you're going to handle it.
Yeah.
And then money can't buy happiness. It buy you stuff that make you happy. Uh-huh. But how long are you going to be able to keep up with the, you know, materialistic stuff? That's
for
really
sure
what it is. If I really had to choose it, I had to do money and can't buy happiness.
Okay, so you believe in that one most?
For sure.
Okay,
you know, it's a lot of millionaires out there that's, you know, low key kind of miserable.
Most definitely.
Just because, you know, money ain't nothing. It's a helper.
I was looking at this Deion Sanders interview, and he said at the time he was on top of the world. Like, he had all the girls, he had all the money, all the fame. He was bringing MC Hammer and bringing all the people to the games and stuff, so he was lit. But he still wasn't happy, still wasn't fulfilled. I don't know if you heard, but he drove off a cliff, tried to kill himself.
I think I've seen that interview before.
Yeah, he drove off a cliff and you know, tried to kill himself and wasn't fulfilled. So I definitely agree with you when you say money can't buy happiness. You really do got to find that internal joy.
Yeah,
and I feel like that comes from accomplishing your goals, you know, accomplishing your dreams. And then the money is just like a byproduct.
Yeah, it just come with it. That's basically your reward for working hard.
Facts. Third final icebreaker we're going to ask my man. I want to know, what was the college that Kobe Bryant went to, one and done? What was that college?
He ain't go.
Okay, okay, that's, my boy love his stuff.
Hey, that's not even that. That's just my favorite player of all time.
Okay.
100%. Trust me.
He said it quick. He didn't even go.
He didn't even go to college. All
right, you ought to. I tried you.
As soon as you said college, I'm like, hold on. I know what college he would have went to. He would have went to Duke.
Facts. Yep.
Would have went to Duke.
All right, man. So let's go ahead and get into it, bro. I feel like, you know, with every athlete, every entrepreneur, there's a certain turning point in their life where they're like, okay, I can make it. I can really get to the NBA. I can really start speaking and going around to these different colleges and making an impact. For you, what was that moment?
So, starting off, I come from a big, you know, Houston, big on basketball.
For sure.
Man.
Big on sports in general.
Sports in general. So my pops was a known basketball player in Houston. He played for the University of Houston and stuff, too.
Oh, wow. So he come from the family.
Yeah. So he put me around, like, you know, some people like Rodney McCray and people like Houston legends and stuff. They talking to me while I'm younger just to, you know, tell me all the stuff I need to do. And then playing AAU, I played against, you know, Cade Cunningham. He in the league.
Lord.
Yeah. Like, Greg Brown, I got teammates that's playing like high major D1.
Yeah.
And we all did the same thing, but everybody routes different. So I'm like, if they got the opportunity, I got it too. I just got to, there's some stuff I got to sacrifice. So, you know, the more you sacrifice, the more you can get out of it.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So for you personally, what was it that allowed you to, like, for the young folks listening that may not have those people around them, what do you think they could do to, you know, step up their game, continuously improve their game? Like, did you do a lot of studying when you were, you know, a lot of, did you watch a lot of basketball? Like, what did you do to kind of excel that pace for you?
So, if my dad sees this, he gonna laugh. Because he told me, he said, if you ever make it to the league, you're gonna be the first basketball player to never watch basketball.
Bro, what?
I never used to watch the NBA for some reason, because it's like, why watch it? I'd rather go outside and go play it.
Okay.
That's how I felt. But I feel like you have to fail in order to know what you're doing wrong or right.
That's
if you're doing right, you it keeps going. If you fail, you just like, all right, I need to take a different turn to something like this. So for the young people, just fail. You know, it's, yeah, you can watch film, but you sitting back watching ain't going to always. You know, you got to take action.
You got to be active.
Yeah, dreams don't work unless you do. You got to keep pushing. You got to just keep going.
Nah, I love that, bro. I love that. You got to go out there, actually get that experience.
Have to.
Go out there and make them plays. And that's what I feel like.
And don't be afraid to fail. If you mess up, you mess up. You got another day to try again. Just try.
Dude, I interviewed on my podcast, he said, fail forward. You know what I mean? So go out there. And with that, especially with us being young, you know what I mean? We can make mistake.
Yeah, we got
all it takes is that one shot.
Yeah.
You had that one scout in the gym whenever you having the pro-am game.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and talk about that. You were talking about the, is it pro what?
It's pro-am.
So pro-am. Let's go ahead and get into that.
NEPL pro-am in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And my father used to play it when he was, like, college and high school and stuff. So it was a cool experience for me to come in and play.
Yeah.
We got superstars like, you know, Jonathan Simmons up in there and Savion Flagg.
Most definitely.
This summer, Kenneth Lofton came. Daniel House played. I had to check up with Daniel House, too. So it's like, you can tell the difference. Yeah.
Okay.
You can tell the difference between a pro and, you know, a collegiate player. It was a big difference, but I was able to, you know, stay with him just because.
And what is that difference, bro? What would you say?
It's really
the speed, the strength. Or?
It's not even. It's the intelligence. So,
okay.
My dad always used to tell me basketball is 90% mental, 10% physical. Yeah, you're gonna go hit people, but you got to think how you're gonna maneuver if somebody try to touch you. You know, that's when a crossover. Yeah, everything. Even if you finna go, somebody finna box you out. Or let me move out the way, get them out the way. Like stuff like that. Like it's. It's a mental. And Daniel House got me with one move. He just come down, slow tween. He did a little sidestep. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the move I've been waiting for. A little pump fake. He got me in the air. And he was like, nah. And then shot it, got the foul.
Lord.
And I looked, I was like, nah, that's tough. I couldn't even be mad. That's tough.
He said, that was a nice
move. I can't even be mad. Yeah, I couldn't even be mad at him.
But the fact that you literally remember what he did, the motions, the slight things before he did, goes to show that it won't be a second time.
Yeah, it's not.
You know what I mean?
I know as soon as I see the pump fake stand still, keep my hands up, he don't have to pass it.
Mm-hmm. So you learning from your mistakes. I think mm-hmm. that's something that everybody could take away from. You focus and try to double down on those strengths, mm-hmm. but those mistakes, you got to get in there and not ignore them. Because a lot of people, they shy away from their weaknesses. Mm-hmm. You know, they shy away from the things that they're not necessarily good at. But you go in there, critique it, edit it, you know, edit it a little bit. Yep. And now you've made that, you know, not necessarily a strength, but it ain't no weakness.
It's not a weakness no more. It ain't your strong suit, but it's not your weakest link mm-hmm. either.
Where somebody can go take advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's a great piece as well. Let's talk a little bit about your high school recruitment process. What was that like for you? Was there anything that, like, you know, took you by surprise while being recruited? How did that go for you?
My freshman year was like 2.2 points. Mm-hmm. And then went to 12, and then I went to 22. Whew. And then
that is a jump.
Yeah. My senior year, I averaged 27, 15, and 5. Uh-huh. So, and then it's just like, all right, I'm getting all this hype. I'm getting recruited. But it's just like, I'm still a little bit undersized. I was like 6'4 at the time.
Yeah.
But still athletic, but just undersized. I didn't really have the confidence to dribble like that. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I got all these guards around me. It's like, why do I need to dribble? Just be good at what I'm at. Then, you know, COVID happened. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm part of that class of 2020.
Yeah.
COVID happened.
Uh-huh. And you was graduating high school for 2020.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, no, we had no graduation, couldn't go on no visits. Mm-hmm. So that's when, you know, I had a lot of junior college offers. So it was just like,
okay.
I was like, if I'm going to start somewhere just to better myself, to try to be the mm-hmm. high caliber player I can be, why not go JUCO?
Okay. Went JUCO coming out of high school, mm-hmm. went through COVID. So I think COVID is such an impactful time because I actually graduated from college in 2020. So I feel you when you say there was no graduation, like the 4 years, you know, just really didn't matter because it wasn't no close. It wasn't no ending to it.
It wasn't no ending. So I was at home when they did our graduation. Like, I'm in my bed. They just doing like a little slideshow of everybody. I pop up. I'm like, yay. And then on to the next.
This back to basketball practice. Yeah. Go hoop now.
Yeah, go hoop. I'm finna go right back to sleep.
That's crazy. I mean, very similar, like I said earlier when we talked, being an entrepreneur, being a creative, mm-hmm. being an athlete, is really, really all similar. The time, the effort, the energy that we all have to put into our craft mm-hmm. to become that top 1%, top 2%, to make it to where we want to go is so relatable. Mm-hmm. So for like the young folks listening who want to be in your position, how do they start? What should they be focusing on? Like if you had to go back to your, like let's say we didn't have COVID, because hopefully that will never come back.
Man, I pray it never come back.
Facts. But how would you give, like what game would you give the younger folks to, you know, to get to where you're at?
I'll say one thing that some athletes don't know is that it's okay to take a break. Mm-hmm. Like you can sit back and chill. You don't need you working hard, just work hard while you in it. Don't put your body through so much pain. Focus mm-hmm. on your mental health too, because mental is a lot with basketball. You can
most definitely.
It's like you can see a lot of people in the, like right now, like as in Klay Thompson, he don't have that much confidence right now. You can
you
see
ain't lying. How it's affecting his play.
It's all because it's all mental. Mm-hmm. That's it. So
wow, that's a great example.
As long as you good mentally, I feel like you can tackle anything. Mm-hmm. Just have a good headspace. That's why I look at a lot of, like, I love Kobe. Anybody can tell you that.
Facts.
If you know me and we real close, you know Kobe is my favorite player. You can't tell me I'm not the second coming of Kobe. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me I'm not him next. Like, you can't, just how you couldn't tell him he wasn't the next Michael Jordan. You can't tell me I'm not the next Kobe.
Most definitely.
So I looked at a lot of Kobe, Nipsey Hussle too, just because of how his headspace was.
Dedication. Yeah. Yes, sir. Kyrie yes, sir. Irving, I'm right there
with you. A lot of Bob Marley mm-hmm. and Bruce Lee. And that's all people who really focus on mm-hmm. keeping a peaceful mindset and a peaceful headspace.
That's huge, bro. That's huge. The studying, what I want people to take away from that is the studying of greats, the studying of people that you want to be like, mm-hmm. emulating them, taking some of their game, and then putting it into yours.
Because the more you study greats, the less of a chance you have to fail. Because you missing the mistakes that they made. They're telling you what to do to get around those.
Literally.
It's so simple. The free game is there. All mm-hmm. you got to do is just look.
Man, and back to the being mindful piece, I think when it comes to sports, when it comes to your finances, if you're not in the right headspace,
you're going to make a lot of mistakes.
A lot of mistakes based on the emotions, the wrong emotions that you're feeling, based on all those different attributes that won't necessarily help you make the right decision. So I want to know, you know, basically from you, when, because it sounds like you were in college during the time before NIL.
You're in college now
during NIL. What has that been like? Compare like the two, compare the college landscape before NIL, that's the question. Okay. Compare the college landscape before NIL compared to now, how been NIL has been around for like the last 2 years.
So before, I mean, it's just like you get it how you live, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm in JUCO, so it's like the only thing I got is a refund check.
That's it.
And then now it's just like, I feel like money really took the fun out of sports a little
bit.
That's my biggest intake because you can see it in the league. People just want to hoop for the bread.
Yeah.
Like James Harden, he just want to hoop to get money.
And people go party.
Just to have fun. Exactly. Be in Houston. That's why I don't like being at home. I love Houston there, but nah, it ain't nothing but fun down there.
I'm telling you.
Fun and trouble. So it's just like stuff like that. It's like,
wow.
The money, now people going to colleges based on how much money they can get, not the best place for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people don't even look at education purposes no more. It's just like, okay, I know I'm one and done. Let me try to get as much money as I can, and then we out. Now, some people stay in college just because they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get more money than I'm going to get in the league, which is y'all can do it. You know, everybody is different, but I really do feel like that money really
took the love out of it
from a lot of people because you can tell from the players now and the players back then, like Kobe wasn't worrying about no money like that. He just, he had the love for the game. Now some people missing out, they're like, no, I can't sit out that much just because, you know, I'm going to miss this amount of money, the fines and all this. They caring about that. Like, they don't want to sit out, oh, I still want to play, you know, a couple of games, so I'm going to sit out, stuff like that. Like Kobe never really sat out. So.
And I feel like when you mentioned that, the competition was always different from college, and like the competition, the hustle, like the want to. For me, it felt like, especially, you know, when March Madness come around, competition just, you know, jumps up. But when it goes to like NBA, NFL, you can tell like, hey, I'm getting a check regardless if I do good or not. Now, as you mentioned, everybody's getting paid. Everybody's, but I want to know from you, because you're an athlete, a collegiate athlete, where is that balance of, Yes, I should be paid compared to, you know, I'm hooping for the love of it. Like, where would you say the balance is?
I mean, I try not to think too high about the money because, I mean, I'm not saying I came from a struggling family, but I know how it feels to not have money.
Yeah.
I know how it feels to be at the top with a lot, and I know how I feel to be at the bottom.
Gotcha.
So the money don't really move me like that because I'm, you know, I feel like I'm one of the only people left that's really still fueled off the love of the game.
Yeah.
It's like the game could treat me so wrong today and I still, you know, it's like 90s love, you know, a little weird Jada Pickett and, you know, Will Smith type of love between me and basketball. They can treat me wrong and I'm going to come right back to it because, you know, I ain't start playing basketball because I wanted to make money. Like, before I even knew that you really can be a millionaire off this, I just played it because it was fun.
For sure.
Yeah, like, it was real fun. And it's, as long as basketball is still fun with me, I'm perfectly fine. You know, the money can be, this money is just extra. And that's just stuff for, you know, to take care of my family and stuff.
That's literally what I told them at the talk today. I said, you reaching your goals, you reaching your biggest dreams, and then the money coming is a byproduct of you reaching those biggest goals, those biggest dreams. So if you had to get that big NIL deal coming straight out of high school, straight out of JUCO, how do you think you would have dealt with millions of dollars leaving, 18, 19, leaving JUCO, leaving high school? How do you think you would have dealt with that if you had to put yourself?
I would have never dealt with it. I would have let my mama deal with it.
Really?
Man,
she'd have been a manager for you?
Yeah, she be on top of her money. She can. That woman can save, she can save real good. So it's like, if I have any little financial advice, I go to her.
Okay.
How to save, you know, just being a student of life, period. No matter what it is, whether it's money, if I got problems or just little questions about females or anything, just period, just
Mom's there for you.
Yeah, mom's always there. Shout out Mom Dukes. I love you.
Hey, we love the black moms. We love the black women.
Love all y'all.
I need the best advice, best money advice mom's ever given you. What's that?
Don't buy stuff because you want it. Mm-hmm. That's really it. Because, you know, at the moment, like late nights, you be hungry. You're like, man, I want something to eat. Do you need it? You got food up in there. Stop being lazy. Just go, you know, go cook you something. Don't just be like, you know, I'm finna go to the store, finna go get me an abundance of snacks when you could have just went to the grocery store, whipped up something that can last a couple of days instead of something that's gonna last right then and there.
I love it. I love it, bro. Are there any programs, any resources that Benedict has, you know, put on for you or for the student athletes as far as like financial management, money management, helping in that aspect?
I mean, besides, you know, the classes and the majors and stuff like that, I really, for me, that's really it to me because I'm not a person who really goes out that much.
You know? Gotcha.
I'm well put up. I'm in my room all the time or in the gym.
So locked in.
Yeah, locked in. So, I mean, if me as a business major, it's a lot of classes that helped out.
And most definitely.
I still got people in my ear, teachers, you know, telling me once you make this certain amount of money, you know, you have to put some up for. I've always, you already know the
rainy day.
Put, yeah, see, look, I ain't even got to finish it. Yeah,
the rainy day.
Put money up for a rainy day.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So, man, what do you say is next for Tim Moore, man? What's, you see yourself in this, let's say, this year going on into 2025, what's next for Tim Moore?
My prime.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all I can say. My prime is coming. You know, people usually don't hit their prime to, you know, 27, so and so, but like, you know, who says my prime can't start now? I'm only 22. I'm young. I'm still learning. I got a lot of stuff.
Sure.
I got the ambition. It's like nobody can. I'm okay with people. You know, I'm okay with failing. People can be like, oh yeah, you a failure. I'm like, I'm sure right. But I done succeeded too.
Uh-huh.
That's the only reason why I succeeded, because I failed.
Literally.
So I feel like what's next for me is First, I want to finish this year off, tackle this this conference.
Yeah.
Bring Benedict a ring, like how I promised when I first got here.
Okay.
Get that ring. And, I mean, I really don't know what's next after that, but I know life-wise, I'm going to make sure I just make the best decision for me and my family. Honestly, just – and then just spill to the youth. Make sure if I go out, I'm going to bring other people with me. You know, just make
got
sure
–
make sure everybody eat around. Everybody got to eat at the table.
Yes, sir. Everybody eats, B.
Everybody eats. Everybody's.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, thank you so much for this interview, man. We did great. I think everybody listening, I think the biggest thing that y'all could take from this is to lock in with your goals, have that Mamba mentality.
Facts.
As Tim said, he is the next coming of Kobe. I am the next coming of Kobe in the financial literacy space.
Yep.
Kobe of financial literacy. So thank y'all so much, and definitely tap in with us next week on the Nothing But Net Worth podcast. Thank y'all so much.